Welcome back to BOU Global, the Hillman and Physics phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available at $100 for one day, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and it can be done again at ou.org/call. If you're enjoying and benefiting from the daily call, please let your family and friends know about it. Share it with your circle of groups on WhatsApp and by word of mouth. And let them know that we'd love for them to join us as well. Each tefillah and word of Torah shared and learned by us makes a difference in this world and in Shemayim. So please share the daily call with your family and friends. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Rakovsky of Congregation Shaarei Tefillah of Dallas in Dallas, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rakovsky slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim with a nice pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Rakovsky back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rakovsky.
Thank you, Naftali. It is a privilege to be back. When my father was about 16 years old, he went with my grandparents to Israel for the first time. They spend most of their time in Yerushalayim, where my grandfather's extended family lived, including several older siblings. But one day, my grandfather, Zichron Livracha, Rabbi Dr. Isaiah Rakovsky, told my father that he should get ready for a trip. They were going on a special adventure. They boarded a rickety bus. There were probably no other kinds of buses other than rickety ones at the time, and they headed to what was at the time a sleepy suburb of Tel Aviv, called Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak, of course, at the time was not like it is now. It was, in terms of makeup, still a largely Haredi neighborhood. Much of it was in the physical and metaphorical shadow of an enormous building at the top of a hill, the Fortress of Torah, known as the Panavej Yeshiva. The person they were going to meet was the legendary Panavej Rav, Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Kahaneman had built at the time three yeshivas and an orphanage in Lithuania and was a member of the Lithuanian parliament before the Holocaust, which wiped out the vast majority of his students and family and institutions. He came to Israel and started from scratch. He built a remarkable yeshiva which spawned numerous others, whose students spread Torah throughout the world. Rav Kahaneman traveled tirelessly around the world fundraising for his yeshiva, and it was in that context that he met and grew close with my grandfather. My grandfather really wanted my father to meet and receive a bracha from the Panavej Rav, and my grandfather was not the type of person who was necessarily enamored by Rabbanim because they were Rabbanim. He was a Rav himself. So for him to want my father to meet and receive a bracha from someone was a major development. And decades later, my father still tells of the meetings that he had with the Panavej Rav. Yitzhak and Avimelech have an encounter in this week's Parsha, a series of encounters. After Yitzhak reveals the identity of the woman he was with, as Rivka, his wife, Avimelech instructs the Plishtim, the Philistine nation, that no one is to lay a finger on her. But Yitzchak's prosperity was still a threat to the Philistines, who stopped up the wells he dug. In fact, even when he redug the wells, The locals in Gerar continued to make trouble for him until finally he was able to dig a well in a place he called Rehovot. Yitzhak is banished, but he is paid a visit, not long afterwards, by Avimelech, by his general Pichol, and by Ahuzat Mereehu, a phrase that is either translated as his friend, whose name was Ahuzat, as the Medrash translates it, or as a number of other commentaries explain it, Ahuzat Mereehu, a group of other friends or associates or counselors. And they approached Yitzhak and asked him to make a treaty. Yitzhak was surprised as to why they would want to do such a thing. After all, they had banished him summarily. He was getting too big for them, too wealthy for them. It was time for him to part company with them. "Why?" he asked. "Are you coming back to me?" And they said, "We see God is with you, and we don't want any trouble." Yitzhak feeds them. They stay the night, and they leave in peace. Vayelchu me'ito, vayishalchem Yitzchak, vayelchu me'ito v'shalom. They take a shvua, they take a vow. Yitzchak sends them, and they go each their separate ways. They leave in peace. Now, a simple reading of this text indicates that they left v'shalom in peace, meaning that they adhered to the terms of the treaty, and relations between these groups were peaceful from that day forward. But I wanted to share with you another explanation, one from the great Hasidic Rebbe Rebbeinu Lubchinsky. He writes that these words, "Vayelchu me'ito v'shalom," that they left him in peace, that was the problem right there. It was a sign that Avimelech was an unrefined, unreflective individual. Because how could you have an encounter with someone whom you admit is godly, someone whose godliness is the reason you are seeking this encounter, and then leave in peace? How is your soul not stirred? How are you not thinking of 25 ways your life needs changing and what you're going to do about that? Avimelech was just going through life as if going through the motions. An encounter like this barely registered with him at all. It left no impression. In life, we have opportunities to interact with inspirational people. And if you have nobody in your life who is inspirational, you should seek out opportunities to interact with and to add such people to your circle of acquaintances, friends, and associates. People who have overcome personal adversity and emerged strengthened and renewed. People who have, through grit and perseverance and dedication, built institutions, schools, shuls. People who are dedicated to helping others in their times of need, helping people become the best versions of themselves. People who have amassed considerable Torah knowledge and who impart it freely to anyone who is interested. People who give of themselves to reach out to Jews who are not connected to their heritage. People of elevated personal character who always act with integrity, refinement, and kindness. And when we meet such people, when we interact with them, what does that mean for us? Do we think, I'll never rise to that level. I'll never accomplish what that person has accomplished. He or she is so vastly superior to me in terms of character, in terms of actions. There's no point in even trying to be like such a person. Or do we take even one attribute about this person, one action they do, one part of their routine, and try and incorporate it into our lives? Our challenge is to learn from the cautionary tale of Avimelech. Don't leave such a meeting b'shalom. These people are in our lives, and we are fortunate, and we should not use it as a way of validating our complacency, but as a vehicle for self-improvement. The way to find peace is to search for growth. We can learn from great people and use their examples for our personal betterment. I'm now going to say Tehillim. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, with chapter 20. L'amnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha adinei b'yemtzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadeka. יתן לך כלבבך וכל עשת חיים מלא, נרענן אבי שועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול ימלא עדיני כל משאליסך. עתה ידעתי כי ישיע עדיני משיחו, יעניהו משמי קודשו ורוס ישע ימינוי. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם עדיני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם הקראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונצדד, עדיני הישיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו. Chapter 23, פרק חף גמור. מזמור לדוד, עדיני רואי לא יחסר, בנוי דשא יעביצני על מי מנוחי שנעלני, נפשי ישבב יענחני במעגלי צדק למען שמוי. גם כי אלך בגית פלמובס לעיר הרע, כי אתה עמדי שבטך ומשנתך, הימו ינחמוני, תערך לפני שולחן נגד צרריי, בישנת בשמן ראשי, כסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני, ערך ימים. Chapter 1:21 שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני יוצא שמים וארץ, אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שמריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שמר ישראל, אדוני שמריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. Finally, chapter 130, פרק קוף למד. שיר המעלות ממעמקים כרעשיך אדוני, אדוני שמעה וקולי תהנה אוזניך כשובו אסתכל תחנוני. אם אבוני תשמעיה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אם מך הסליחה למען דברי. כי ביסי אדוני כבשה נפשי ולדברי החלתי, נפשי לאדוני משמרים לבוקר, שמרים לבוקר. יאחל ישראל לאדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדוס, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל אבוני סב. Continue with the מי שברך לחולים. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב משה אהרן דוד ושלמה גברך תרפא את החולים. בעבור שאנחנו מספרלים בעבורם, בישחזה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלחם עליהם, להחלימם ולהפסם ולהחזיקם ולהחייסם. וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה ממשנה לכל עבריהם ולכל גידיהם בתור שאר, חולי ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. השתה בעגלו ובזמן קוריד, ונאמר, אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנסונים בצורה ובשביה, העמדים בין בים ויבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצאים מצלה, לברכה ומאפילה לאורו ושיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלו בזמן קוריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rakovsky. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah, a healing for all of those in need, will be answered, latova for good, and may all of our tefillot, whatever it might be that we are praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.